Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you both just, you know, say your name and your title with the show.
Hi, my name is Mark Minnick. I'm the associate producer and director of White Christmas.
My name is Robert Biederman. I play the character role of General Waverly.
Great. And of course, as you mentioned, this is Irving Berlin's White Christmas. It's going to be at Toby's Dinner Theater in Columbia, Maryland, now through January 9th. So, hey, thank you both for joining us.
It's always a pleasure. Appreciate you having us.
Okay, so this is a family favorite, a timeless classic. Everybody, you know, knows and loves, you know, the movie musical. But for maybe someone that it's been a while, maybe remind us the general premise, you know, the basic plot here.
Okay, well, White Christmas is the live on stage production based on the classic 1954 motion picture. And that movie starred Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, Vera Ellen. And it has the Irving Berlin classics, I Love a Piano, Snow, Sisters, Blue Skies, and the classic song White Christmas. It tells the story of veterans Bob Wallace and Phil Davis, and they have a successful song and dance act after World War II. And with romance in mind, the two follow a pair of beautiful singing sisters en route to their Christmas show at a Vermont lodge. And that lodge just happens to be owned by their former Army commander, played by Mr. Robert Biederman.
Robert, how fun is it playing the Army commander? I mean, it's such a famous role from the movie, but, you know, that's going to be a really fun role.
Well, considering my father was up for admiralty in the Navy, my brother was a commander, my mother was a wave, and I was a lieutenant during Vietnam, it's an honor to play this role. I've wanted to play for it for years.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for your service and your family service.
Well, it goes right down the line.
remind us, give me a little more details if you could, you know, when did you enlist and how long were you deployed?
I went to the University of Pennsylvania Navy ROTC. I graduated in 72, and my graduation gift was notified that my ship that I'm reporting to would be off the coast of Vietnam, and I'd be flying in helos into the war area.
Wow. Well, how did you get into acting then? Was it during, before that time, or was it after you got back?
When I was on a Navy ROTC scholarship, and they kind of want to make sure that what your major is will be useful for the Navy. Otherwise, why are they paying you for school? So they weren't going to send me through theater school. And so I find mathematics easy. So I majored in theoretical mathematics. And on the side, I was taking dance in Philadelphia. And then I went into the service. And from right after that, I became a flight attendant. And while I was on one of my trips, I offered this gentleman who was in uniform a cup of coffee. And I said, "Where are you stationed?" And he says, I was on the America. And I said, "So was I." And I told him where I worked. And he said, "Well, you must have been the enlisted guy." I said, "Actually, no, I was the officer." He says, "The guy that was doing the top secret." I said, "Yes." And then right after that, I went, "Do you want coffee? You want cream in your coffee?" And all of a sudden it struck me that being a flight attendant was not my passion. And I wanted to do theater. And the next day there was an audition. I went to the audition, didn't have any credentials at all, but I knew how to dance. And that was 40 some years ago, and I've never looked back.
Wow, what an incredible life story that you've had, sir. That's amazing. Again, thank you for service. And it's fascinating that you bring up the military tie, because I know the song White Christmas was originally written for Holiday Inn, which was in 1942, which was during another war, you know, World War II. A lot of people, you know, listening to that, you know, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, you know, probably were maybe overseas dreaming of the white Christmases back home. But of course, it was redone for the 54 musical by Michael Curtiz of Casablanca fame. You mentioned it, Mark, a little bit, some of the songs, but break them down a little bit at a time. So, you know, tell why does that song White Christmas itself, you know, the Bing Crosby famous one, why do you think that song endures?
Oh, well, it just exactly what you said. There's the military connection to it. And it's just another Irving Berlin classic. I mean, nobody writes music like Irving Berlin. These tunes are timeless. Today, they're hummable. You can understand the lyrics. They're for everyone. We have I Love a Piano. Everyone knows that. And the cast comes out in costumes that kind of match a piano. There's Sisters, the iconic song the girls do with the blue fans from the movie. And we give everybody a little bit of nostalgia here with that song as well. Blue Skies, a lot of people go, well, what does that really have to do with Christmas? And well, it's a good elevator song, but but it's a phenomenal 7-minute dance routine here that is, it's unbelievable to see.
And then, we can say this one together if you want. Snow,
snow, snow,
snow.
That's a good one, man. Oh, and of course, we can't believe. I assume it also has the, you know, counting your blessings instead of sheep.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
And why is that one such a magical, almost like a little lullaby?
Well, I get to listen to Jeffrey Shankle all the time singing that to a child. Before I come on the last lyric of the of that song. And it hits everybody of any age because we all think we have troubles and we forget how many blessings we're given. And it really, in today's world, there's a lot of troubles. We just need to keep looking around and counting our blessings. And I have a feeling that most of us have more blessings than troubles.
I absolutely would think so. I would think so. So yeah,
it's so hard to see that sometimes in life, you know.
And I adore listening, not just because he has a great voice, but the lyrics are really meaningful. Last night during the show, I referenced invisible soldiers in the audience that are in my script, but there was a 92-year-old veteran sitting in a wheelchair right along the edge. And in that section, I refer to a person that we've been talking about, Freckleface Haynes. And so I pointed to him and I said, oh, Dogface. And then I said, Haynes, you look as good as ever. And I saluted him. Well, he saluted me back.
Wow.
And the audience just wept.
Oh, not a dry eye in the house, I'm sure.
Including me. I just and the rest of the guys that were on stage, they were all tearing up. It was just the moment of the whole run. This old soldier right there, front and center. So the show caters to the young kids, little ones, families, and the military. And they all reminisce because we get Afghanistan war veterans, Vietnam, and occasionally World War II veterans. And the show really caters to any group of person that you can think of. It really is it's a phenomenal production.
And what a beautiful moment, Robert, that says the importance of the arts and the importance of theater, bringing people together.
Yeah, it really was great.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that moment. You made my job easier. Boom. Put that on the radio. You mentioned, who's it, Jeffrey playing, is he in the Bing Crosby role? Why don't you tell me who, you know, dish on your co-stars there. Who's playing those four main roles, the Crosby? Yes,
well, Toby's favorites, Jeffrey Shankle and David James, together again. They're just amazing together. And then the beautiful singing sisters are Janine Sunday and Alicia Osborne. Many Toby's patrons will recognize them, and they're just favorites. They're wonderful. They're triple threats who just give 150% every time. We are just blessed to have them.
Wow, cool. Well, we've talked the cast, we've discussed the music and some of the themes and the military stuff. We'd be remiss if we don't mention sort of the visuals, you know, the set design and the costumes, all that kind of stuff. So I know that when my first thing that comes to mind when I think of that 1954 movie musical, it's that beautiful Technicolor. And I actually, fun fact, I believe it was the first film ever released in VistaVision, you know, that widescreen, you know, Vertigo and other things after that. But White Christmas was the first, fun fact. But yeah, so it's lush visuals. But how does that come on stage? What do we see in the set?
Well, as you know, we are an in-the-round setting, which means that the audience is in a 360 degrees around. So our set mainly takes place of pieces on stage and stuff that comes in from the ceiling. And our set designer has been incredibly creative with rooftop pillars and the designs on our wall that represent the inn and the barn at the same time. And a lot of the pop comes from the beautiful costuming that Janine Sunday actually did. The period clothes are beautiful. They fit them to a T. The colors are outstanding. the choreography is really great for this
choreography
show.
I think, well, I've been here a long time. I just can't remember another show that has as much choreography as this show. The numbers are phenomenal. Thank God I don't have to do them because I'm 71.
Yeah, but Robert, you know, Robert's a big old dancer from back in the day. Robert and I were both chorus boys, not chorus boys, chorus men in production of 42nd Street and Crazy for You back at the old Burn Bray. And Robert's quite a hoofer and a Helen Hayes nominee for choreography as well.
Wow, that's So yeah, you've got the chops. It's just, you know, you're taking a step back and letting some of the other folks do the dance. Yeah, and now you just salute now.
Great general's uniform and looking great in it. So I don't want to mess it up by all the choreography.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course, before we run, this is Toby's Dinner Theater. So Mark, remind us, you know, sort of the what the deal is with sort of the food end of it.
Great. Well, the show. In a nutshell, the show runs through January 9th. Now, Jason, many dates are sold out, so people should call the box office directly for the correct and current availability as seats do open up. We have a great New Year's Eve performance that has seats available as well. We are Toby's Dinner Theater, which means we are dinner and show in one location. Instead of worrying where they're going to find parking, run here, run there, you show up here for live free on-site parking. You come in, we have a great buffet. It's beautiful comfort food themed towards the show. We have chicken, stuffing, mashed potatoes, broccoli. Salads are served to your table and so are desserts to eliminate crowding in the building. We have, we're only selling to about 70% capacity, so customers feel safe and a little bit distanced. It's a wonderful, safe evening out. Beautiful dinner, beautiful show.
Fantastic. And the all important question, are we going to see any snow in the theater?
Jason, there is exciting choreography, an Irving Berlin score, beautiful costumes, and snow.
No, snow.
A lot of it.
A lot of it. There you go. So if you want, it's hard to predict, but you know, if the weather doesn't cooperate and give us an actual white Christmas, you can always go into Toby's and get the actual snow effect and get in the spirit. Well, really cool. Well, I really appreciate you both joining us. So I can't think of a better way, a better line to close this out than Clark Griswold referencing when he said, "You're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny freaking K."
There you go.
Awesome. Thanks. I appreciate it. White Christmas at Toby's. Thanks, guys.
Jason, have a great day. Thank you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.